Have you ever thought about that while you're away, your home could be an Airbnb? I did. I actually bought two homes in Albuquerque that I Airbnb'd, and it was just an amazing investment, honestly, because, you know, as you are accruing value in your property, you are also making money on the Airbnbs. It's amazing. So your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have. It's an award-winning tequila. It's infused with real juice, with real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. It's real. So you need like two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail. Hey, you know how I'm always trying to keep my house parties exciting? New cocktails? Do you?
Yeah.
I feel like here's something that's going to flip the script.
Okay.
All right. 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Yeah. Tell me more about this, right? Oliver Hudson.
Yeah, 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila that's infused with juice from real fruits. You only need two to three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
Wait a minute. I think I know what brand you're talking about. You know why?
Yeah.
Because 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend. It's female founded.
That's right.
See?
Sounds
See
like
how I know? Something I can get behind.
I know. Well, there's a good story behind that for sure. Listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch. Subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
And my name is Oliver Hudson.
We wanted to do something that highlighted our relationship.
And what it's like to be siblings.
We are a sibling revelry.
No, no.
Sibling revelry.
Don't do that with your mouth.
Sibling revelry.
That's good. Oliver.
Yes, we're back.
We're back. I'm together so again. Excited about this.
This is our first episode.
Well, this is our not back. It is our first episode
of the season.
First episode of the season. We've got a lot to catch up on.
Oh my gosh. Years. Years and years.
Well, at least months. I mean months. And I'm excited because we've built up a great set of episodes that are coming your way. And now Ollie and I get to kind of reconnect as to why the fuck we haven't been doing this.
I know. I thought you were out, you know.
You did?
Oh, I had dark moments of, you know, it was a lot of pain.
I'm not out.
Drinking whiskey, smoking cigarettes. Just
that had nothing to do with me.
You're right.
Don't make that my issue.
You're right.
That is just your own, that's your like happy place. Let's
no,
be honest.
But it was, you know what? It was, you had to do what you had to do. You were a working woman, a working mother, dealing with so many things in Greece and Serbia. I had to, it was good. It was fun for me though.
It was good.
Because I got to have Aaron on, which was a blast.
Yeah.
I revealed a lot of secrets about myself.
I know, I heard. I still haven't listened to the episode.
Don't do it. Don't listen.
A part of me feels like it's like I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to listen to the episode of Aaron.
There's no need. You know it
no,
all
I'm
anyway.
I'm going to listen.
You know it
I
all
I want to
anyway.
Hear Aaron. She's so damn cute. I can't stand
it. I know.
It.
She
like,
did great.
I literally can't. I just want to talk about Aaron for 1 second because she's just like the greatest human being who also has this like feisty side that when it like shows itself, it's just crazy.
Yeah. Oh, she can get
wild and crazy.
She can get white hot
angry.
Mean.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Aaron's the most sweet person.
Yeah.
But
and
like,
then like something can
sideways.
Happen, and there could be like a little. It's like a if she, you'd think she was a Scorpio because she has that like Scorpio tail situation. But I just did her chart, and she actually has a lot of fire in her chart, and her north node is in Leo. And the north node is the direction in which we want to go in life.
Not so cool with her north node being in Leo.
Why?
Leo's like a handsome guy. He's a fucking huge movie star. And her, you know, her node is her clitoris, right? Is this what we're talking about?
No, her north node is not in Leo.
Well, that's what we call her clitoral region is her north node.
The north Oh my God. Thank God our family is so crazy and open and fine with these things. No. So anyway, okay. So what the north node means, the south node is where you came in from into this, as we birthed into this world. The north node is where we're headed, and it's where we should be working towards going. They're the most interesting parts of our zodiac signs, because if you get really into it, you can get into sort of past lives and fun stuff like that if you're into this kind of thing. If you're not, you can just, whatever.
Fast forward.
But so her north node's in going into Leo, which is a lot of fire. And then she's got all these other signs and fire. So it's going to be, these next couple of years are going to be interesting for Aaron. Yeah. And what she needs to kind of focus on is really important. Let's talk about.
Yeah. I made love to my wife this morning. It was weird.
So
she woke me up at 6 before the kids went to school, which never, ever, ever happens. And she's standing over me. She starts poking me. And I'm like, it's too early. Like, the kids don't have to get up yet. She's like, slide over. I'm like, what is happening right now?
She just had it in. It was a thing. That happens.
It was
with
crazy.
Women, we have these like expressions of desire.
It just happened.
And
then she
like,
we did a side slide. So she was like on her side.
I call that the Sunday slider.
Yes, the side slide's good. Everyone's comfortable. You can put your head on a pillow.
Yeah, it's the one that you don't want to get. You don't want to get too comfortable.
Totally.
You because it's the one that you like a month will go by and you'll be like, has this been the position we've done every for the last?
I've been caught in the side slide tornadoes. Yeah, it's like this.
Slide tornado.
It's just around and around like, we're just doing fucking side slides.
You just switch sides?
Exactly.
Totally. Oh my God.
Is.
It's literally, it's so true. It's like when you've been...
It's funny because then you do have to recognize it. Yeah. Say, we got to break out
of
this.
Yeah, we got it.
This is lazy sex.
It's like going on the same hike.
Right.
Sometimes you got to go down the street. Sometimes you got to like be like, you know what? Let's do the hike near Malibu.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great analogy. It's going on the same hike. You're like, yeah, there it is again. Same little mountaintop.
Yeah. You still get the workout. It's still nice.
Yeah.
You're still
outside. It's exactly.
It's just
Who
not
doesn't
really
want
like,
to go on a hike, but this episode's called Side Slide.
Yeah, I'm glad. Or Sunday Slider.
Sunday Slider.
Yeah, so we've been gone for a long time.
I know.
So let's talk about how our relationship has been in this last year.
Well, this show is bringing us back together.
Yeah, we've been kind of like...
It's been very apart, very separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I know.
Like, we kind of
had a break.
We needed it. It was so
good.
Nice.
It was good. It was good to be away.
It was really nice to
but
be...
But I didn't see you forever. Wait, you were away.
Yeah.
In Europe. I mean, it's not an easy thing.
No.
And then I was away
I was
in
so
Albuquerque.
Happy.
And, you know,
I was so, so happy. I had these moments where I was like... It was like emotional for me to be in Europe because after the pandemic and in the middle of all of this and traveling feels the anxiety that you have with travel and moving around, like actually getting to Greece, which is a place that I love, that I've been going every year for 15 years and being able to work there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I mean, I literally, like I sat outside and I looked at the ocean, at the Aegean, the magical Aegean Sea, and I was just like an emotional wreck because I love it there. And we had one of the best experiences we ever had. We met some amazing new friends. But yeah, so it was sort of like all of a sudden thrust into the way our life used to be and then, but with a different perspective. And I don't know, it was just magical.
It's great. Well, I was in Colorado.
Danny and I.
Panic attacks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You had panic. Oh, that's right.
I went through a horrible summer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You had to go back
horrible
on your thing.
Summer.
I know. Well, let's talk about my summer.
I don't want to talk about my summer. I've already talked about
that's
it, actually.
Great.
I've already talked about it. I have.
Yeah, everybody
listeners
knows.
Listeners are caught up on my bullshit. But if anyone's concerned, I'm feeling great.
You know what I was just thinking about when you were talking about your depression, you being, you know, having your anxiety and panic attacks, that when Danny and I used to go down at sunset and have our Aperol spritz and play backgammon on the beach, and we would walk down to the beach and we would bring our backgammon and bring, you know, a big thing, a cocktail, you know, you know how you do when you're walking, just make sure everything's there so you don't have to like, if you forget something, it's the worst thing in the world, you know, go back to the car, wherever. And then we would get down there and like the water would be just glass and the sun would go down and we would just, be together on the beach and get, then we get in the water and just
what does
sit
this
there.
Have to do with like my depression? Because weren't you connecting these two things?
No, not at all. I was just trying to get off the subject.
Oh, I thought you were connecting it. I was like, you know the thing about your depression?
I don't want people to think that I don't care. I care so much. Of course you do.
But
I was like, just trying to think of something like beautiful. You know?
That's funny. No, yeah.
You know,
hey,
and then and
maybe
the thing is, you know who I missed being there?
Who?
You and your wife.
Yeah, would have been fun.
And the boys and the girl and the lady.
Mm-hmm.
The ladybug. Ollie, let's talk about what we're looking forward to this season that we're doing and why we're changing this from every day to the seasons and what we've like curated this year. Well, this for this season.
There's a scheduling. Yeah. Okay. But I also think that if we're doing it every day, it can get monotonous in a sense. We want to create 8 to 10 episodes that are kick-ass.
We wanted to streamline it with our schedule and everything and so that we could actually be more consistent so that we knew exactly when everything was going to come out.
Yeah, we just want to give you the best product. And the best product is us when we're fresh and vibrant and ready to fucking party. You know, we were not.
Are you ready to fucking party, Oliver?
Yeah, I'm ready to party.
Are you like,
I'm excited. I'm excited to be back doing this with you again because we did get separated. Mm-hmm. We did drift apart.
I feel like these are songs that like.
We didn't drift apart, but here's the beauty of it. The beauty is that our family, I think in general, we don't have to talk every single day to stay connected. It just is there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go do your thing. I can go do my thing. And then you get together and then boom, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's low maintenance. Yeah. I like low maintenance family.
You think our family is low maintenance?
For the most part.
Okay.
I mean, think about it. Like for the most part, of course, there's always shit. It's a family. Are you crying?
No. I have like a thing in my eye.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing about the maintenance of our family that makes me weepy.
I don't think it's super high maintenance.
No, I agree with you. Like our family always picks up where we leave off, and then
if you don't talk to mom for a week or whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, but our family, like if I don't talk to mom for 2 weeks, it's weird.
I guess, yeah.
Right.
I mean, but you ever get shit about it?
Do you want to know what mom and I did today? We both went and had colonics at the same time and FaceTimed each other.
Oh my God.
It was just, she's like, I'm going to go get a colonic. I'm like, I'm coming too. And so I went and we were in different rooms, obviously. I think the colonic center might have to do a couple's colonic room, but just for me and mom.
Great idea.
They're like, Goldie, Kate, most people don't really like to be in the same room during colonics.
You're like, well, we're different.
We're like, yeah, well, some of us.
Dueling colonics. it's great that you and mom can do that.
It's kind of where we're happiest.
I should not
connecting.
Do that with mom. That would not be. That would be weird.
<It's> really.
That would be weird. But my point is that we're not a high maintenance family, meaning we don't need a lot. You can go without talking to Wyatt. You can go without talking to Boston. You can go without talking to him. And you just pick up where you left off. No one is like, why didn't you call me? I need your support. I need you right now. And you're not paying attention to me.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, we're not like that.
But I will say that when our family is firing on all cylinders, there's pretty much nothing better.
I love when we fire on all cylinders.
I
just got that image in my head.
I know. It's like when everyone's rocking and it's like the energy's up and no one's fighting. Helix, the mattress.
So,
the wonderful, wonderful mattress.
Bingham.
Oh, yeah.
Is now on a Helix.
Is he? Is he feeling it?
He loves it.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I know. I miss my Helix because I've been remodeling my house and I've been living with our parents, which...
for too long.
I know.
So anyway, Bing's got a new Helix. So I slept on a Helix. Bing's sleeping on a Helix.
We're a Helix family. So let me explain how this works. So Helix Sleep has a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete, and it matches your body type and your sleep preference to the perfect mattress for you. So everybody's unique, and they know that. So there's all these different mattress models that you get to choose from: soft, medium, firm. You know, mattresses that are great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Mattresses that are great for spinal alignment that prevent morning aches and pains. And they even have a Helix Plus mattress for plus-sized sleepers. So I was matched with a Midnight Lux.
Same with me.
I'm a night owl.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm a midnight guy.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy I'm not a night person. I'm such a morning person.
So go to helixsleep.com/sibling. Take their 2-minute sleep quiz. They'll match you to a customized mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. Helix is offering up to $200 off of all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/sibling. Hello, Fresh. Is it me you're looking for? Fresh. So this is no BS. I made my HelloFresh for the first time ever last night. I did a breaded chicken with couscous and carrots. And I actually like to cook just in general. This made it so easy. Every ingredient was included. I basically needed olive oil and a spatula. I mean, that's it. Everything was included. Everything is parceled out perfectly. But it does give you the sense of cooking. So you are cutting, you are peeling. So it kind of, you know, it's not just like throw it in the oven.
Yeah, no. What I love about HelloFresh is that it actually also guides you and teaches you how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't have the knowledge of cooking, or like it's hard for them, or they just don't like it, it makes it so easy. And then you're actually learning a really amazing skill.
And it's cheaper. HelloFresh is actually 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality.
That's right.
That's a lot.
So it's quick and easy. Really like the 20-minute recipes, low prep, easy cleanup options, even faster route to, you know, putting food on the table. So
go to HelloFresh.com/sibling16 and use code sibling1616 for up to 16 free meals and 3 gifts. Go to HelloFresh.com/sibling16 and use code sibling16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Let's talk about our children and all of the things that have gone down.
No. I mean,
I have something to talk about. You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about Ryder.
Okay.
We have our first.
Well, he's 18.
The
now.
First kid is 18. My son is a grown, considered a grown adult. I mean, I would maybe question why we consider 18-year-old. But, you know, I have adults, but I have these moments where I'm watching him and I'm like, when I was 18, I mean, girls, I think, are very different than boys. When I was 18, it was like, I feel like I like lived on my own. Mm-hmm. I feel like I was already gone.
Mm-hmm.
I felt very independent. My life started. But what's happening with Ryder is that he's a much more of a homebody than I was as growing up. You know, he loves being home. He loves the safety of being with his, he's a total mama's boy in a good way, not in a weird way. And what I mean by in a good way is that he is independent. He doesn't have anxiety going out in the world, but he likes to be home. He likes to be fed, you know,
he likes the amenities
and he likes the connection.
Yeah.
But I'm getting nervous about I am a couple months away from his graduation.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah. And
I don't even know.
He can do whatever the hell he wants, right?
I don't even know how to like process it.
I mean, you could cut him off and just keep him here.
Well, the thing is, for me, that's the easy part for me. Cutting him off actually feels easier to me than probably most parents. It's the when to accept that it's okay to keep him. You know, I've already kind of talked this through. When he goes to college, you know, I'm going to give him a living wage. I got to make a plan with him. We got to like talk plan. Yeah. And the plan is that I have an expectation, and with that expectation comes my support, my financial support. But I am fucking strict with these things. If he doesn't want to share in that, then he's going to have to go out into the world and figure it out.
Yeah,
and
which he will. I mean, course, I believe that he will. Like, but what if he's like, you know what, Mom, I love you, but I don't want to play by your rules anymore. I'll do it myself.
I'll be excited for him.
And on my side of things, I've got a teenager who's, you know, a teenager.
Yeah, he's a very...
He's going into his whole shebang.
And he's more of a teenager than Ryder was as a teenager.
Oh, yeah. His hair, his clothes, his...
Yeah, it's the whole like, thing.
Vibe. Yeah. His little like disgusting, dirty little mustache.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. They all have them. I'm like, dude, Wilder. I was like, just shave it off. Like,
I know. He came out to dinner and one of his friends had the same weird mustache. And it was
like, they're all growing these weird little like.
There's that great, it was in Almost Famous. That shot when they're going across and all the kids are like brushing their hair. Teenage, like adolescent growing into manhood. And then it like goes down to William and he's just like so little.
Yeah. It's crazy though how it's like looking in a mirror. Everything is back. The 90s is back in full force.
Yeah, they're loving the 90s.
Everything we wore. Now all the kids
look the same as we did.
They all look the same. And now they're all into tagging. So I spent like an hour last night going over Wilder's tag and which one he's going to do. Is it going to be zero or is it going to be, it was between zero and then Frosty. And they both look cool. Like, they were really beautiful. Like, he did them really well. But he's like, Dad, I don't know. Should I do zero or Frosty? And going over all the letters.
Frosty feels more like him. Zero feels like he's trying.
Yeah.
Frosty feels like Wilder.
But he had one that's fear. I'm like, no, dude. You can't. It looks cool, but you can't be fear. Like, that's not you in any way.
Like, the kids, like, Mom gave him the golf cart, you know, and the kids, like, put all the stuff on and LEDs and, like, decals and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the decals says most hated.
No, I know.
And I looked and I was like, guys, this is so not cool.
I know.
It's, like, the most uncool thing. And Wilder's like, no, I know. The thing is, Auntie Kate, I thought it said most wanted. I was like, right. I go, also not cool, Wilder. But it's also not, like, put a band name or something up there, you know? Like,
right. I know.
Most wanted.
Well, also mom,
like,
you
what,
know,
in like,
who's so
in, like,
positive. She goes, honey, I just don't think it's so negative. Riding around with that things is most hated. Like,
well, it's also like you're in like a, there's like the age range in this area where,
this is,
you
like
know,
my, they live like in this like
55
little development.
And up.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids are rolling around with like
fucking ground effects, LEDs,
lights.
Cobras all over this thing. They've modded it
we
out.
We couldn't find the thing that opened our door because we have like a lever that we need to do that's a lock lever and it kind of looks like this big.
Oh, yeah.
Lever.
Ryder took it as a,
yeah,
as a
and
fake,
he put it as a fake
like
clutch or whatever. E-brake in the thing.
But I will say that I love the creativity, honestly.
I know.
It's great. I mean,
it's
they
so
spent
great.
All day
They're
on it.
So much fun.
Working on it, painting it.
With like the
it.
Speaker that changes colors.
Yeah,
and
doing
like,
lighting
yeah.
it up. To me, that's so much better than them being on their stupid phones.
Yeah,
you know I mean?
And they're like, and they're like
they're
putting,
being creative.
They're like taking the pen and getting rid of all the chips and the black paint.
Oh, yeah.
They're
yeah.
basically drawing
well, it. With Ryder driving now, too, it's just so great because any excuse to go
to
buy
go
something.
Somewhere, I know.
And Wilder's like, hey, Dad, look, I'm going to the mall, Ryder. okay, go ahead. They like go cruise the mall.
Yeah, Ryder's like, yeah, I'm going with all the boys. I'm like, okay, hold on a second. You mean you and Wilder are going, Bodie and Bing will stay. It's
but
so
they have
cute.
Such a beautiful relationship, and they always have. We always talk about the cousins, but how just even as they get older, it just changes and gets stronger.
Yeah, and also like whenever we have difficult things, I think the one thing, because all families have those moments with kids that you have to rally around, you know, and when those moments happen with our kids as you and I as brother and sister, we have a very similar, like, we're supportive of each other. There's no like judgment or bias.
It's a good point. It's a like, good point. Like, even though we do things differently, there's a respect there without a doubt.
Well, and like, I think the kids, it's good for them that we're different.
Yeah.
Like, it's good for them that we're different. But at the same time, when moments are challenging, like, we are similar. Like, yeah. We are about talking things out and like really being transparent about, you know, the way that we feel and sharing and then having boundaries.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm not going to say, we won't say what it is, but Wilder went through a moment here at your house when I was away on location.
Yeah.
I got a call from you and he was just devastated.
Yeah.
Because he had done something that he was extremely guilty about.
Which wasn't even, whatever.
It's not crazy, but like for him it was.
Yeah,
he felt like
moment.
He was betraying and, you know, he didn't want to get other people in trouble and it was a whole thing and he was, you know, just crying like I'd never heard him cry.
Yeah,
like,
but those moments, but if handled right, is good. Yeah,
him,
I mean, you know? I think that the whole thing, parenting is hard. I mean, we were just talking about this. Who was it that we were saying, I was reading it on something, or maybe it was one of the people that we actually talked to this season. But we were talking about how it's inevitable. Oh, it was Dr. Epstein. It was Mark. How it's inevitable that there's things in your childhood that your parents are going to make mistakes doing. Like nobody comes out of their being raised without something to have to manage for themselves. There's always going to be something. There's no perfect parenting, right?
Never.
But the one thing I can say that I hope we do really well is provide a forum for the kids to know that when they do disappoint, the feeling is they let us down because they know they shouldn't have. Which every kid, I think the thing that is scary as a parent is when they don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Is when
no remorse.
When there's no remorse or there's no sort of reflection.
And it's a good point because in that feeling of letting you down doesn't come from a place of us on them all the time. Like, if you do this, you're gonna fucking let me down. It's not about that. It's just about the natural respect, I think, that they have for us.
There's a level of freedom that we give them.
Right.
That when that sort of becomes disrespected or something happens that might sort of, they feel bad. They feel bad that they put themselves in that situation because they know they want to do better.
Yeah, with my kids, it's just about telling the goddamn truth. I mean, that is it. If they tell me the truth when I ask them, they're good. I would never get angry at you if you just tell me the truth. And then he said, "Dad, well, Dad, what do you expect me to like come home from a friend's house and just tell my dad everything?" I said, "Honestly, dude, no. I don't expect that. I don't expect you to come home and say, hey, I had a beer tonight or I had a shot of tequila or whatever. No. But when I ask you, and I'm not going to ask you every second, but when I do, just be upfront and tell me the truth."
I think my approach might be different because like I don't want the kids, like I think it's in our nature to do things that our parents don't know about.
Of course.
But I think that the thing is that I think there does need to be a sense of trust, meaning that the things that they are going to do aren't going to get in the way of the things that they need to show up for, right? And if something, you know, like, I know this sounds weird, but like, if you're dumb enough to get caught, we got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that problem for me isn't necessarily about transparency, but it's about trust and it's about, and then it's about boundaries. And, you know, Ryder's now.
He's older.
That's a totally different thing. Yeah. But you went through it though with Ryder.
I mean, you had those moments where he wasn't as old as he is.
Right. Ryder, I mean, I feel like I got really lucky with Ryder.
Yeah.
You know, Ryder wasn't, you know, he was so easy. I don't know. I think every parent deals with these things differently. Some, you know, and like, I remember growing up, like there were kids we would go over to their house and like, you'd walk in, you'd think there was no parent there.
Yeah.
Like weed would be everywhere. There'd be like bong hits.
Yeah.
Like people would be like, oh my God. Like, oh, and you're like, oh my God, it's a party. Whose parents are out of town? And then like a parent would walk and be like, guys, hey, like I just got back. Like you guys have fun tonight. And then they'd like go in their bedroom and you'd be like, what house is like this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like some friends that we grew up with, parents didn't care about any of it.
Nope.
Then others were like, Mrs., Mr., strict, you know, kids that couldn't leave the house. They had to, like, you know, come in at a certain time. They had to know exactly to talk to them. Like, that parent would have to talk to mom or pa mm-hmm. to make sure someone was at the house. You know what I mean? Our parents were kind of in the middle.
That's what I try to. I try to be in the middle. I always try to remember that I was fucking 14 years old. I try not to be hypocritical. I want to be a parent and also understanding at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and I think about it. When we were 14, we weren't doing anything different than what the kids are doing now. Some of them, of course, are way over the top. But I'm talking about specifically.
If my
kids at 14
were doing what you were doing at 14, I would.
Well, 14. Let me see.
Yes.
14. No, I wasn't crazy at 14. No. I mean, I got drunk. I got really drunk at 12. And I drank a huge bottle of Jack Daniels, not understanding how much liquor to drink. And I remember I was so sick. I was trying to crawl in the dirt. I was like literally trying to dig into the dirt. And I had alcohol poisoning, and I slept in my friend John's
Maybe
mom's
that's
bed.
Why for the rest of your life you've had that, like, weird hangover thing. Maybe you destroyed your liver really young.
Well, because I didn't drink that much. I'd say, like, 15, you know, 16, started smoking a little weed.
I'm so different
smoking
than you.
Cigarettes, like, so at 13 or 14. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was never nuts.
Yeah.
It was just right on track.
I was
16, 17 is when it got out of control, you know.
I was literally at 14, I was like ready to have like a little martini at the Carlisle bar. And like working on my PowerPoint.
No, and we were like ordering
Chablis. I was like ready to have my own apartment in the city.
Right. Well, remember Dad was when we were seeing him. He was like, you would like order like a Chablis at lunch.
That was Dad's joke.
Yeah,
it was also so like weird because I didn't even understand what he was talking about.
All right. I remember that.
It's like she'll have a Chablis. It's like. Is that like an insult?
For the waiter.
He loved insulting me, our father. It's great. Did wonders for my
it's
psyche.
The way he showed love.
Yeah. Well, I was Idi Amin's daughter and ordered Chablis at lunch.
We were
I was like four.
No, remember Dad said that we were delivered by a stork.
Yeah, he kept saying I was adopted.
And that the Idi Amin was our real father.
That's so dark and like fucked up.
But yeah, I try to remember that I was that age and parent accordingly. Anywho, this is the kickoff ep to the new season.
I love talking about our kids, and
we got a million, not a million yet, or like 900,000 amazing guests.
Oh yeah.
That will
900,000.
Yeah, 900,000. we're booked out for the next 100 years.
Yeah, and I'm excited. I'm excited to share with you everything that we've been putting together. And Ollie and I are...
We're back in the saddle.
We're back.
And I'm riding a buckskin. What are you riding?
Well, I mean, that would be usually what I ride.
What do you mean? I called it.
Yeah, but I had a buckskin.
Yeah, but you're probably
I
like a Palomino.
You're
on a Palomino.
All right, a Palomino, but Bud was a buckskin.
I know, but you got to be on Palomino because I already called the buckskin.
Okay. Or you know what? Maybe I'll just be on a black stallion.
That's fine. Bareback?
Hot. I love that didn't come out the way it was meant to. All right. Right. I love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Sibling Revelry is executive produced by Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson.
Producer is Allison Bresnik.
Editor is Josh Windisch.
Music by Mark Hudson, a.k.a. Uncle Mark.
If you want to show us some love, rate the show and leave us a review. This show is powered by Simplecast.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.